Helicopter and motorcycle hybrid could be used by U.S. Army. Science fiction has long been an inspiration for novel and practical inventions, and the trend is continuing. Amazingly similar to the Stormtrooper 74Z speeder bike in Star Wars, a real-life hover bike has passed through initial testing. 74Z speeder bike by Kevino_Designs on Sketchfab. Born from a deal between Service Engineering Company, UK-based Molloy Aeronautics and the US Department of Defense, the Tactical Reconnaissance Vehicle, TRV, will be used by military personnel. When compared with a helicopter, the hoverbike is cheaper, more rugged and easier to use, and represents a whole new way to fly, says Molloy Aeronautics. The hoverbike flies like a quadcopter and can be flown unmanned or manned, while being a safe, low-level aerial workhorse with low ongoing maintenance. The hoverbike concept began testing at 1/3 of the intended scale. Mounted by a tiny 3D-printed robot, the mini hoverbike proved to be an effective drone and so was open to purchase from the public to help fund the project. The mini hoverbike uses electric motors and can be controlled using a standard RC helicopter controller. The full-size design uses a motorcycle engine and control system. Molloy's hoverbike can currently travel for about 45 minutes, or 92 miles, on a single tank of fuel and currently has a price tag of £45,000, $51,000. The hoverbike weighs 270 kilograms. The bike's first full-scale test required it to be tethered to the ground to prevent it from flying too high, for the safety of the test pilot. Tests without any restrictions are planned for the near future. Watch the video below to view both models and some of their test flights. We are in the final construction stages of the latest manned prototype of the hoverbike, and in a few months we will start flight testing, says Molloy. After the successful completion of test flights, we will build a final engineering prototype for submission to aviation certification authorities. Molloy Aeronautics has recently established a U.S. office in Belcamp, Maryland, adjacent to Aberdeen Proving Ground to complete work on the hoverbike, which was first announced at the Paris Air Show. To learn more about the hoverbike, visit hoverbike.com.